May 2011. Nature is a bountiful giver, but she has two hands. With one she gives the good news, with the other she gives the other. Consider the bluet, high among everybody's favorite early wildflowers. This single tiny four-petal bloom appears in lawns, fields, and barrens before the leaves on the trees have grown and spread to shade them. Bluets spread over the ground in patches. In color, they are commonly a true, pure, light blue that, as the densely crowded little flowers cover the ground in their drifts, gives them a look almost as though someone had broken a mirror on the grass and left its bright fragments to reflect the mild spring sky. After the long winter, there is no sight that is viewed more gratefully. Or it would be so, save for the other half of nature's springtime gift to those who would enjoy the outdoors, the black fly. Bluets and black flies arrive on the same bus. The same spring sun, rain, and warming temperatures that bring the heaven-reflecting flower bring in far greater numbers the clouds of swarming, buzzing, biting flies, evidently fetched from quite other regions. To admire the bluets, you must peer at them through a veil of torment. This is unfortunate, but it seems that there is no other way. So many of the gifts of the seasons are gifts of ambivalence.